Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show, and it's week 139, and our special guest is Isa Arguello, and I'm fresh from the Jubilee celebrations here in England, damp celebrations I might add, because it absolutely poured down on the Saturday, and if someone could get the phone it would be good. Thank you. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hi, Ken, Christy. I understand you had a nice holiday last weekend, and Yvonda and I had a great show last week.
Yes, I believe you did. Fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
You're very
welcome.
And it was wonderful. And we have a great show this week as well. I'm very excited to have Isa Arguello on with us. She's one of the star kids on the Star Child Network that Heaven Blessed hosts, and I'm happy to and honored to be a part of that show as well. So I'm excited to have Isa on with us today. So, yeah.
That's great. And she's going to be doing a very relevant theme. She's going to be speaking to us about emotions, and that's going to be very relevant to us over the next few days, because even though it's a solar eclipse tonight, the most important thing is that it marks the start of the Venus transit, which is essentially an eclipse. However, instead of the moon coming between the Earth and the Sun, it is the planet Venus. And as the basis of the Mayan long count calendar, the Venus transit is regarded by many as the celestial signal and the great transformation of the closing of the cycle. And that has begun now. And Venus is the brightest object in our sky next to the Sun and Moon.
And my ruling planet.
Yeah, is it your ruling planet? Oh, well, so she is the goddess of love. And she nurtures life, is the key to love, the golden mane. And going hyperdimensional. She's also known as Aphrodite, among other names, but the important thing to us is she will cross in front of the Sun on June 5th and 6th. That's what's called the transit of Venus. And it's so rare because the next time this happens, it will be 6872 AD. And Venus says... It's a one last wake-up call before Venus prays before the Sun, and she has decreed that there must be an end to war, which is going to be brilliant with a bit of luck. And
also the lunar eclipse that's also occurring. It also has some significance with the Lakota people.
Oh, does it?
Yes. When the moon is in eclipse, it turns red. And the Lakotas always prayed for the red and blue days, okay? And the red and blue days, this is all very symbolic, very right-brained type of this thing that they pray for, but they pray for the red and blue days to come. They believe that when the world comes to an end, the moon turns red and the sun turns blue. And they call that the red and blue days, and they pray for the red and blue days. But what that means is... not the end of the world, but the end of our ignorance and the beginning of our enlightenment. So when the moon turns red, it's a very significant thing for the Lakota people as well. So just a kind
That's
of little
tidbit
of knowledge for everyone. It's the end of our ignorance and the beginning of our enlightenment.
That's great. And the beings of light are assisting us to transcend sexual desire and control patterns. But this does not mean we have to be celibate. And they're assisting us to transmute the distorted sexual imprint and transcend gender identification to be in oneness with our creator. So we need to balance both masculine and feminine aspects of our being, thus removing sexual tension and any sort of tension. So over the next few days, because Venus looks as though she's going to be falling into the sun, it could bring out all the sort of things that you're worried about, and you could feel frustrated or anger over not wanting what you got, what you want, and it could find your deepest wound, perhaps unrequited love. So over the next few days, we must try to avoid any negative interpersonal relationships, no gossip, no arguments, create positive inner conversations and get rid of thoughts that provoke disharmony. And so criticism needs to be turned into constructive and positive energy. And all around us, we see evidence of the tensions created by the tug and pull in our heavens. And as Venus plays the third act by overtaking the sun, the Divine Mother reminds us all that we are love, that love is all there is, and love is all we need. So the spiritual way through is to manifest love and harmony. And I always think it's easy to do it this way. Think of the happiest memory of your life. I mean, it could be your wedding day, or it could be some really fantastic Christmas day, whatever. The happiest day of your life, and this is a vibration which is real and is still there right inside of you. And so I always get back onto that vibration, and in that way we can create the bliss and positivity that's so important for us to focus on. And if you haven't already identified your soul mission, do it now and live your passion. So Venus eclipsing the sun represents an awakening of the divine feminine energies in our world, because for thousands of years, the world has been ruled by patriarchal societies. And these masculine rulers have created wars, power struggles, destruction, pollution, fear, pain, separation and famine. And they've shown little or no respect for feminine wisdom or for Gaia. And so their time to rule has ended, and it's written in the stars. So bring that
yeah, and
on.
The transit of Venus is going to occur tomorrow during the day, and it's going to be very visible in North America. And it's a very quick event. It's going to be transiting throughout the day and is not recommended to be viewed directly. The best way to look at it is through a welding mask, you know, or there are other methods as well. I put in a link to some insights as to how to view the transit tomorrow. It's similar to a solar eclipse, only it won't be blocking out the sun like the moon does. It'll be just merely crossing
partial eclipse, isn't it?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, it'll just be a black spot going across the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
So take extreme care when it comes to viewing the eclipse. We don't want anybody damaging their eyes. So.
Brilliant. Okay, so I thought it would be lovely to play a song dedicated to Venus, don't you think?
Why not?
And she's the goddess of love. Let's give this one a press. Remember it, Gary? No, it's before your time.
She read about it.
Send a little girl for me to thrill.
A girl it was before my time.
My kisses and my arms. A girl
very
with
funny.
All the charm of you.
Yes, very funny, Gary.
Venus makes her fair. I love the girl with sunlight in her hair. And takes the brightest stars up in the sky and place them in her eyes for me.
Romantic. It's a lovely, sweet song, that one. I love it. And we have a beautiful, sweet guest today, Issa. And she's
Hello.
Going to be... Hi, Issa.
Hello,
How
Issa.
How are you?
Hi.
Welcome back to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. It's lovely to see
oh,
you back.
Thank you.
And you're in California. Is that right?
Yes, I'm visiting some friends in California. Yes, I am.
Oh, lovely. Oh, and you're going to be speaking to us about emotions, which is really important because they're all going to be coming to the fore in the next few days with a vengeance. And it's going to be really hard to keep our cool, so maybe you can help us to do that.
Especially for the water signs and the fire signs, because they're the ones that are to struggle the most regarding going back to center. The water, because, well... gets overwhelming pretty fast, and the fire because, well, it keeps growing and growing and growing with whatever emotion you feel. So,
what's your mud sign?
Huh?
What if you're a mud sign?
A mud sign?
Yeah. Never mind.
We haven't heard of that one, Gary. I'm a fire sign.
Well,
so
you're
no,
going to. you kind of make mud with water and earth. So I guess that's a balance right there. So
I don't know. I'm an air sign, so I guess I'm okay. So, yeah, and what I'm getting from all this intuitively is something very, very powerful. And as these emotions come and emerge and out through us, it's something that the entire planet has been carrying for a very long time. So I think it would behoove everyone to just simply become do your best to become a channel or a hollow bone and allow these emotions out and through us and ground them quickly. Because they as they pass through us, they'll no longer serve us. And that's kind of the way this planet is going to ascend.
Well, that's right. And we wither if we sort of make an effort to go along with it and not be afraid. And that's the main thing. Do not fear anything. It's all happening by divine decree. So don't be afraid, because also fear prevents you from transcending, because it's a very low base emotion, isn't it? You know, very heavy emotion. And we need to be full of love and light.
Right.
So what else did you want to tell us about emotions, Isa?
Well, basically that the best way to get through them is just by feeling them. And one way that I deal with my emotions is when I get really overwhelmed or frustrated, I just try to listen to music that will make me feel something, especially when I feel completely like numb.
Yeah.
I will look for music that will make me feel at least anger, and then little by little I will start to shift from anger to a more maybe a little bit sad, to kind of like release the anger, and then find some music in YouTube that will be playful, so then I can just start laughing. And so that way I'm covering like all the bases of the emotions: anger, sad, happiness, joy, until I'm kind of like balanced again. And another thing that also works is creating a healing fire. And for people who have pets and little kids, playing with fire can be a little bit dangerous, but writing and burning things can also help. Because the paper can take any emotion that you can think of, any negative thought, anything that you wanted to write, the paper can take it. And the only thing that you just have to do is set it on fire. But like I said, watch out for pets, furniture that can get burned, do it outside, and make sure that you have a grown-up with you.
Right. And if you're lucky, get two Indians to rub together.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll use you for one, Gary, because you're hot stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I need another one, yes. Oh, well.
Okay, so
Tamara was saying in the chat room, find your happy place and share love from there.
Yes.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing to do.
So did you want to say anything else, or would you like us to play the new Risa video, which has just gone on YouTube last week? If you have anything else to say, Isa, there's still time. You're okay?
No, we can play music. I actually like that. Music is a really good way to releasing emotions, dancing, exercising. There are many ways to release emotions, so let's go ahead and play some songs.
Okay, let's
play the new Risa piece. Yes, I'd like to hear that.
Okay, so we need everybody to click on the link and pull up your players and pause the sound while I get over to the switchboard and press play for the people who are listening in on the radio that can't watch it.
And I'll put the link in the room again. Everyone just click the link, pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us all and start the video. So there's my heart. I think. Wait, there it is. Okay, there. Here they come.
And there's mine. Okay, so I'll start counting down now, shall I? So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. The sound is very weird from here. Right now it's time to light our candles. We do our candle ceremony every time completely live because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. We like to make a ceremony out of lighting it. So I'm lighting mine and the Nag Champa, which helps to create positivity and smells absolutely gorgeous. And the sound is very weird here, which is a shame because I was going to play a song I wrote about, well, I channeled it from a channeling, by Harry Virtue, I think it was, and you're right. So I'm going to use that to pull in the angelic realm instead.
Thank you. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Everybody, please close your eyes. Find your heart center. And just imagine either a body of water, a tree, a fire, or the wind. And just speak. Everything that you feel, just talk to the wind, the water, the fire, or the earth. Just let all your emotions out. Whatever you're feeling at the moment, just talk to the elements. Let everything go. Past hurts, anxieties, frustrations, any type of emotion that you feel, just give it to the tree or the body of water, fire, or the wind. And just as you're letting those emotions go, anything that is not being used, that doesn't serve you anymore, just imagining and feel the elements bringing you peace, unconditional love. As you take deep breath, you inhale all the wonderful gifts that life has for you. And when you exhale, you just let go of any negative thoughts or emotions. Do this for a couple of minutes and just really relax and connect. The air, the fire, the earth, and the water are just replenishing you and cleaning you. As you let go, they bring you joy, bliss. And you will see that all the negative thoughts, emotions, and things that don't serve you anymore, it's being transformed into love. And when you're ready, just slowly come back. Keep in mind that the elements will take anything that you give them. Nothing is too much for them to handle. Just get everything out of your chest. And be grateful for the element, for taking all your frustrations, your negative thoughts, your negative emotions, and just turning them into love.
That was the beautiful Miss Celine Dion. And if you haven't already found your mission in life, now's your time to meditate and get it. I know that a lot of people keep their chakras open all the time, but I'm going to do this for people who are new to meditating and for people who want to close their chakras. But thank you for that beautiful meditation, Isa. It was absolutely gorgeous.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Isa.
You're so very welcome, you guys. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody enjoy it.
We did, and you're welcome back anytime. So for those who want to close the chakras, just pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head, closing the crown chakra, then down to the third eye, closing that one, down to the throat chakra, closing that one, and then to the heart chakra, closing that door, to the solar plexus, closing that one, and to the navel chakra, closing that door, down to the base chakra, closing that one, and down to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We hope you're all feeling refreshed and revitalized and ready to take on the 5th, 6th Venus transit, which is coming our way starting from tomorrow. So you're back
That's right.
Are you, Gary? Yeah.
Yes, we're back on. And just to mention to those listening in on the archives as well, for further information on the transit of Venus, which occurs tomorrow, visit www.transferofvenus.org, and you'll get more information on that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Because the more information we have, the better equipped we are to deal with things. Because sometimes people say to me, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm all up and down and my emotions are all going stupid. And, you know, if we know why, if we've a good idea why it's happening, then we can protect ourselves, can't we?
That's for sure. And I would like to surround Isa with light as she travels back to her home in Puerto Rico tomorrow. And thank you so much for being on with us.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to being on your show on Friday.
Oh, yes, if nobody gets sick again.
Well, there's a lot of it about, isn't there? A lot of people being sick. And my stomach has been really weird since I came back from Ibiza on Thursday. It's been really weird. It must
so
be
where did
foreign.
You go on holiday, Jan?
I went to Ibiza. It's an island next to Mallorca, one of the Balearic Islands. And everybody spoke Spanish there, Isa, but unluckily I didn't get time to learn it. But keeping on our theme of emotions, a while ago I wrote a song. I don't just use any excuse to play one of my songs because I don't, you know, I don't like to just play them for nothing. But this one is called Feel It, and it tells you about your emotions. So it's appropriate, so I'm going to give that a press now.
That sounds delicious already.
But the sound is so weird. Sorry about that.
That's just your Skype. Oh, yeah. Quite lovely.
Oh, thank you.
I think because of the full moon, which is today, and the lunar eclipse coming up, let's hear from Daddy G, shall we?
Yeah, great.
Why not?
Yes, why not?
Does it hurt everyone to sing?
No, we'll sing along,
hurt me,
Gary.
But...
It doesn't hurt me either.
I'm warning you.
The moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
As I do, Gary, so I'm going to see if Louis Armstrong sounds any better than us two. All right?
Okay.
You sing along with this one. Well,
I see trees of green,
see them blue,
red roses too.
Oh, yeah.
I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful,
what a wonderful world.
Look at it, sir.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
World.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened to Louis there. Somebody cut him off.
I don't know what happened.
We'll have
I don't know either.
We'll play this one specially for Gary.
Okay. Okay, hey, everybody. Seriously, play the drum on this, too.
Very popular in the chat room, that one.
I was actually playing on that one.
Oh, yeah. I could hear you.
Yes, I played the floor tom on that particular song. It was done a long time ago, recorded in Colorado when I was there, and I was actually helped play the drums on that one.
Brilliant. Whoa. And you've got another
one
to play.
It's a very nice song.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's one of those that gets your feet tapping, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll get your energy going. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Brill. Anyway, next week we have Jane Dawson, and well, hopefully we will, because she's moved house. So I've got to just check that she's going to have her internet connection on. It's a new place, but I will be posting all the links out on Thursday. So that will be confirmation to everybody that that she's going to be on, and then everyone can ring in and get their messages. So you have the round song, did you say, Gary?
Did I have what? I'm sorry.
The round song to play.
There was a couple of songs on here. I can't find them now. One was the round dance song, and I don't seem to find it. And the other one was the Inla Kesh song. It used to be on here, and it's gone.
Oh.
So I don't know what else.
Sometimes
to play.
They just drop off. Just you know, just choose something. It's your choice. Gentleman's choice.
You gotta love Bong Talk Radio.
Yes, I agree.
They do the they practice the Big Bong Theory. Have you heard the Big Bong Theory? You know, there's the Big Bang Theory. There's the Big Bong Theory as well. You know, where God smoked the Big Bong, and here we are. You know, so.
I was just gonna add before the show's over that it's better to release all that negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings out of your body before the full moon and the transit of Venus, because for some people who still have like little things heating up, like very hidden, they will come to the surface and it can be a little bit painful. And yes, sometimes the full moon can be a little bit harsh, so it's better to start just releasing before the full moon and the transit happens. That way you're clear and you will receiving peace and positive energy.
Great.
Great idea. Great advice.
Fabulous. Well, I found the Black Eyed Peas, One Tribe. Shall we give that one a spin?
Let's play it, yes. And
yeah,
happy strawberry full moon, everyone. That's today. And happy transit tomorrow.
Yep. Don't go away yet.
One tribe, one time, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face, color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been. Cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity, and the continent is called Pangea, and the main ideas are connected like a sphere. No propaganda to try to upper hand us, cause man, I'm loving this peace. Man, I'm loving this peace. Man, I'm loving this peace. I don't need no leader that's gonna force feed her. Concept to make me think I need her. Fear my brother and fear my sister and shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy to my enemies, gonna try to come and kill me, cause I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Remember that we one people. We all one people. One people. One people. One people. One tribe. One tribe. One tribe. One time. One planet. One race. One love. One people. One. Too many things that's causing one. forget about the main cause, connecting, uniting. But the evil is seated and alive in us, so our weapons are colliding, and our peace is sinking like Poseidon. But we know that the one, the evil one's threatened by the sun, so we come and try to separate the sun. But he dumb, he didn't know we had the will to overcome. Rejuvenating by the beating of the drum, come together by the cycle of the hum. In freedom, when all become one, forever. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Remember that we one people. We are one people. One people. One people. One people. One love, one blood, one people. One heart, one beat, we equal. Connected like the internet, united, that's how we do. Let's break walls so we see through. Let love and peace lead you. We could overcome the complication, cause we need to help each other make these changes. Brother, sister, rearrange this way of thinking, that we can change this bad condition. Break, use your mind and not your greed. Let's connect and then proceed. This is something I believe. We are one, we're all just people. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's cast amnesia. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. One tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. One people. One people. One people. Let's cast amnesia. Lord, help me out. Trying to figure out what it's all about. Cause we're one and the same. Same joy, same pain. And I hope that you're there when I need ya. Cause baby, we need amnesia. And I don't wanna sound like a preacher, but we need to be one. One world, one love, one passion. One tribe, one understanding. Cause you and me can become one.
One tribe, y'all. And it doesn't matter whereabouts in the world you come from, we're all one tribe. And Issa's going back to Puerto Rico tomorrow, is she?
Yes, I am. I have a 14-hour flight ahead of me. Oh. I'm looking forward to it.
No, it's a killer, that one, isn't it?
Well, I surround you in the violet light of protection as you travel.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
That's lovely. And we want to thank Issa so much for being with us today. And we'll get her back on the show again when she's back in Puerto Rico. Yeah, that's really good if you come back on. And we want
to thank
the Angelic Realm as well for joining us also.
Right.
Okay, and you, Gary, for joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, even though you weren't coming apart.
Even though you didn't have a computer.
Well, that makes a change if I'm not coming apart, doesn't it? Because by the time it gets to 11:30 p.m. here in Britain, I need matchsticks to prop my eyelids up. But anyway, we shall overcome. And
if we shall. And
okay.
In 2 weeks, my dear friend Virginia O'Hara will join us as our special guest, and she'll have some wonderful insights, and it'll be Ask Spirit Anything. She's a channel of spirit, and we'll be opening the switchboard for readings as well in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. Is that the 18th of June? We're going to have Virginia on, 18th of June, and hopefully it's going to be Jane Dawson next week, as I said. And hopefully she's got her internet connection on. So we'll find out during the week and post the links. Okay, then. So thank you all for joining us, and thank you for the wonderful energies you've all helped to co-create. And don't forget to don't let your emotions play havoc with you through the week. You know, just find your center and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And allow them through you and ground them.
And allow the beings of light to help us heal all those, emotions and problems that we may have had over the years.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right, well, we're sticking with our Venus theme, and we're going to play out with Bananarama. Do you remember this one, Gary?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. You're not too young. No.
Well, it was actually before my time. You know, I read about it.
Right. Okay, then. Thank you very much, everybody. And we'll press play on this one, and good night. God bless from us. See you next week.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Isa. I love you.
Oh, hang on.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we love you all, and I just wanted to tell you that when I went to Ibiza, I went to the hippie market and heard some fantastic music there, so I'm hoping to upload some to play for next week.
Wonderful.
Okay, so, yeah, see you later then.
That sounds like a great market. Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you next week, there was a guy levitating, and it was absolutely brilliant. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks. We love you all.
Yeah, we do.
Work drive, y'all.
Bye.